Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and you know what we do Fridays. We kind of take the wraps off of local stuff and talk with Jeff Pitts, who's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. He's got a list of stuff to do this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome to Friday. Feeling it?
Friday.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah? All right.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, only two more working days till Monday, so.
Are you a TGIF guy or are you a TGIM guy?
I'm a TGIM.
Yeah.
I really am, because the weekend comes, and my bride has a list every weekend, and Sundays around here are just wild. I mean, you know. Do this, do that. And you know, Monday comes along, and I say, oh, yeah, back at it. You know, I'm back at stuff I know what to do. You know,
that's right. You know, exactly.
Go fix that plumbing, Michael. I don't know anything about fixing plumbing. What are you talking about? So, anyway, well, we are here and
got some things.
Yeah, let's go, babe.
All right. Well, first of all, I was going to mimic the song of a circus, but I can't think of what it is. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
The Zagazig Shrine Circus is in town.
Really?
That's right. There's going to be lions and I think tigers and fire and clowns, lots of clowns. Lots of clowns.
Don't take the kids. They get scared of clowns. Yeah, I don't know if I... the Shrine Circus, man. I remember when I was just a kid. I must have been maybe 10 years old. And we went... We lived in Detroit. And we went to the Shrine Circus. And at that time, and I don't know what it's like now, but at that time, they had a live band. I mean, they had the circus band that would play stuff during, you know, intermission or during the act, whatever it was. And there were maybe five, 8-piece band, I believe. I don't know, but I was fixated on the drummer. And
Is that right?
Yeah, it was an older guy. And I just stood, I didn't watch any of the circus. I just watched him. And he saw me. And for the entire performance, I was just fixated on this drummer.
Yeah.
And at the end of the performance, he turned around and he gave me his sticks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never forget it. His name was Cal. And
you still got those sticks?
I do not. I wish I did, but they were.
I'll bet they're in that room of doom.
They could be, but that was just such a, you know, I'll never forget it. And that started me on the path to taking catalogs and playing songs on the radio and beating on catalogs until they were just like pieces of dust. And I was playing the drums, man. That's in my head. And then I got my first set of drums. I think I was maybe 14, 15 years old. Yeah.
Huh.
I went to
and
my...
you were a drummer, right?
Played I was.
Band and...
Yeah, yeah. We did the whole thing, man. You know, and my first drum set was a Red Sparkle set. It was a, you know, a cymbal, hi-hat, bass, drum, tom on the side, I think it was, and a snare drum. And I think the whole kit cost like $200.
Uh-huh.
And I had to borrow $100 from my parents. And get this, now this is no, I hadn't thought of this in years. My mom, may she rest in peace, she said, all right, we'll give you $100. This is 1964, I don't know, something like that, 65. And she said, we'll give you $100, but we have to have an interest payment on that. And so she wrote out a contract, and I was responsible for paying them back that $100. I think it was like 3% interest or something like that. Yeah. I had to sign a little paper, you know, the whole thing. It was kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so... Yeah.
How long did it take you?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I was doing a number
still
of things.
Chipping away?
Yeah, I was still chipping away at that. It's kind of like student loan, man. yeah, I had a paper route. I was I worked at a nursing home that a friend of ours owned. And I was doing anyway. Yeah. So I paid it off in pretty quick order, but yeah, that was a real cool lesson. But anyway, enough about my drumming experience, but
yeah,
the Shrine Circus is in town, kids.
Shrine Circus is in town. This is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is at the fairgrounds.
Got it.
So multiple shows, I think, over the weekend. So, should be, and it's for this upcoming month, City View. I interviewed one of the Shriners, and I didn't know really the purpose behind it.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And they fund, there's a national chain of hospitals that is funded with this money.
Yes.
20 some hospitals around the country for high-end practicing, you know, I don't know what the term is, but high-end medicine for kind
right.
of specialty children's ailments. So
yeah, it's a great cause, and and of course I think the Zagazig Temple is out there in Altoona, if I remember correctly.
That's right over by Prairie Meadows.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of a pyramid shaped place, and yeah,
it's interesting. They've got a style to them, you know. They got the hats.
Oh yeah. Pyramid. Yeah, they got the motorcycles, and they, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool group.
And they actually work as the clowns.
Really?
The circuit. Yes, that's part of the brotherhood. That's part of the being a Shriner.
I'll be darned.
Well, there's several things you can do, subdivisions within the Shriners, but one of them is the clown division. And so, yeah, they perform at the circus.
Nice.
They're the clowns.
Nice. All right. Wow, that's a big deal. All right. We got the circus going.
We got some sports going on this weekend. We got the Iowa Wolves, G League basketball, taking on Texas Legends, which is the Mavericks team.
Hate them.
That's Sunday and Tuesday at the Wells Fargo. And then the Minnesota Wild, Friday and Saturday, are taking on the San Diego Bulls.
Wait a minute. The Minnesota Wild or the Iowa Wild?
Sorry, Iowa Wild.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah. Wow.
So that'd be something if it was the Minnesota Wild.
Would it? There is. I just got a note from the Iowa Wild. They are putting together a bus trip up to Minnesota. I believe it's in next month, where you can, you know, get the tickets and the bus ride and go up there and see the Minnesota Wild take on. I can't remember, but yeah. So Iowa Wild is
that'd be neat. That's just about the right length of trip. You don't want to go too much further than that, but that's a nice kind
sure.
of
yeah.
distance to kind of socialize and, you know.
So what day is the Wild game?
Wild game, they play Friday night and Saturday night.
Got it. Tonight and Saturday night. Got it. All right.
Taking on the San Diego Bulls. Don't let the pigeon drive the bus, Michael.
Oh, man, are we still on that pigeon thing?
We are. They've extended the show.
Yeah, you see.
Popular demand.
So, yeah.
So that'll be going on tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday.
Pigeon poop at the
at the Playhouse.
Yep.
Kids Children's Theater. It's musical, interactive. Should be fun.
Got it.
How about the Golden Girls show?
Yeah, we talked
that
about
Golden
this.
Golden Girls show, a puppet parody.
We talked about this last week, as a matter of fact, and I thought that was interesting. So it is a puppet parody about the Golden Girls. And that's taking place where?
It's going on at the Temple Theater, put on by the Des Moines Performing Arts.
Wow.
So this is puppets kind of remixing the classic Golden Girls show.
Right.
Sophia, Rose, Blanche.
The whole bunch, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Blanche. Yeah, Blanche was kind of naughty. And I
that's what you like, huh?
I think so, yeah. She was
I like Rose.
Rose. Rose, yeah, Rose was fun. Kind of scrappy. Nice. Sounds like fun.
How about this? The Immortal Beloved.
What?
The Immortal Beloved.
Immortal Beloved?
Maybe I should just give you the titles of some of these things, and you can guess what it is.
This is a Dracula thing.
Close.
No, okay. What is it?
Ever thine, ever mine, ever ours, wrote Beethoven in a July 1812 letter to his immortal beloved, a woman whose identity has remained one of the great mysteries of classical music.
Yeah.
Now the Des Moines Symphony's Masterworks 4 features the concert Immortal Beloved.
Des Moines Symphony. When is this?
This is 7:30 on Saturday, 2:30 on Sunday at Civic Center.
Saturday and Sunday. Des Moines Symphony, Immortal Beloved. Beethoven. Interesting.
I'd never heard of this before.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this before either. But, you know, I'm not I'm just not a classic guy, I guess. You know, what do I know?
Yeah. You know, classical music, it's something I like when it's on, but I don't.
Yeah.
I never feel that, like, I don't search it out. But
my bride loves classical music. And sometimes, really? Yeah, sometimes she'll play it for the dogs. And, you know, it just drives.
How do they like it?
I don't know. It's just, you know, there is a streaming service out there. It's called Dog Tunes or something like that.
And, Dog Tunes?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's for your dogs, I guess. I don't know. You know, there's a streaming service for everything. But yeah, it's music for dogs. And sometimes, whatever.
Music for dogs.
There you go. Who let the dogs out?
There's everything for dogs now.
Yeah. You mean our
health insurance?
Oh, I know. Yeah. And which I have.
How are the dogs?
The dogs are fine. Dog, thank God. All right, so we got a little Immortal Beloved.
Yofi, you there?
Yofi's in my lap as we speak, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Yofi is right here, let me tell you. She's all...
Botanical Blues!
All right, Sunday.
Sunday. Scott Eggleston will be playing this Sunday. The Botanical Blues series every Sunday over the winter.
Right.
Starts at 1 o'clock. Enjoy the balmy... friendly confines of the botanical
garden. Right, yeah, the botanical gardens. You know, I saw that the former head, let me think if I got this right now, where'd she go? The former executive director of the botanical gardens in Des Moines got a gig, big city, someplace, another fantastic job opportunity. And anyway, that's... So I bring that up, and of course, you know, I'm inundated, Jeff, with all this information every day, and sometimes, you know, it's not that it's the brain not working; it's like that my floppy disk is full, and so, you know, it's just like, whoa.
Every time you learn something new, something has to come out.
Maybe, yeah. All right.
Reach maximum capacity, huh?
Yeah, floppy disks.
They still have floppy disks?
I don't think so. You know, that's a relic from the past.
Yeah.
Boy. I mean, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, by the way, speaking of technology, Apple just recorded a great quarter for sales of the iPhone and sort of saved the NASDAQ yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So, anyway. Sorry, just a little sidebar into, you see, that's the kind of stuff that I, you know, I just get all this stuff every day.
Yep.
And anyway. All right. Botanical Blues. What else you got?
I wonder what that pushed out.
You're right. Probably my bride's name. You know,
anniversary day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where are those car keys? So I need to take some Prevagen, man.
So I consider this a public service announcement that it's Monday will be your 2-week warning for Valentine's Day preparation.
Oh boy, that's right. Oh boy, oh boy. Valentine's
Don't delay.
Day.
Don't pass go.
Oh man. This is such
time
a
to begin.
Yeah, it's a stressful time. It's not stressful for the ladies so much as it is for the guys because we are required to perform.
Why is that?
Is it because
it's so hard, I should say.
Because our DNA is not wired to do that kind of stuff. Anyway, I don't think. I don't know.
It's mine. Something's wrong. Something's not wired right.
Yeah. Right.
Say that.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 2 weeks from Monday is your call to get your tuchus in gear and get something really cool for Valentine's Day. Totally made up holiday,
just,
by the way.
If you do nothing else, you know what? I think what the problem is, I'm always trying to figure out how to hit a home run.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, I think if I, you know, maybe that's the what causes the procrastination, the perfectionist. Yeah. Maybe just, but just line up flowers and line up a box of chocolates and then worry about improving. And just get that much done.
Right. Yeah. I want to.
That's really all it takes anyway, usually.
Yeah, it's not the gift. It's the message behind it, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
The sincerity. The feelings.
That's not true.
I know. As a couple,
$22 billion gets spent on Valentine's Day.
$22 billion on a totally made-up holiday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And according to, you know, you probably get the same press release kind of stuff about statistics that I do. One I read said, according to their survey, I forget the number now, but most, if you don't spend at least $50 on your Valentine,
ooh,
they're not going to be happy.
See, there you go, raising the bar now.
Yeah. $50, that's not what it used to be.
No.
That's basically flowers and a box of chocolates. That's,
you know,
that's not even, it's barely dinner, maybe.
Right. You know what? I gave my wife some massages. She loves to get a massage. And so she has 5 of those puppies coming up. And, you know, that should count for like a Valentine's Day gift, but I gave it to her 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you should have waited.
I know, I should have waited. Dang. See, there you go.
My God, I expect better out of you. That's a rookie move.
It is a rookie move, right? All right, hey, man, we got to call this a day.
We got to call it? Okay.
Yeah, we're already 18 minutes into this thing, and we, you know, anyway.
Well, I'll run through real quick. We got Iowa State men Tuesday. They play Kansas in Ames. That's a big game. Rematch from the last game. The Iowa Ag Expo starts Tuesday. That runs through Thursday. And,
The Iowa Ag Expo, that's a big deal down at the Wells Fargo. The Iowa, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's a big deal. There'll be a lot of people down there.
It's put on by the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association. And lots of folks going to be in town. Lots of pick-em-up trucks going to be roaming the streets of Des Moines over the next week. So,
also, one last thing. Yeah. Ballet Des Moines is putting on a show Wednesday through Friday. It's called Love Flight.
Of course, just in time for Valentine's Day, right? All right.
Yeah. So there this would be a good. You could probably sneak this in as a Valentine's gift, just a little bit early.
Right.
It says the intimate pairing of ballet and conversation.
Okay.
Director Tom Mattingly and the dancers of Ballet Des Moines. This is at the Stoner Theater. And there'll be a few variations of dances, and then there'll be a talk afterwards.
So. Got it. All right.
Yep.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we got to get out of here. It is nigh on to the weekend, and that means that you got to get out there and enjoy some of this stuff that we're talking about. Boy, man, we got a list. All right, have yourself a great weekend. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts from City View, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.